Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett, 647 here in Lansing. Now, the State Senate Health Policy Committee discussing a proposal that would prevent abortion coverage by Michigan's insurance companies unless a person purchases an additional rider to cover the procedure. To talk about the legislation and its potential impact, I'm joined by Lori Lamarand, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Mid and South Michigan. Welcome to the program, Lori.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Now, what is the current practice of insurance coverage in Michigan? Are abortions routinely covered?
Oh, they are. More than 87% of regular plans that cover well woman gynecology care, et cetera, cover abortion procedures.
Is there any sense of the numbers in terms of how often insurance is used in abortions as compared to people paying out of pocket?
Well, I think the statistics would mirror, since 87% of policies cover the procedure, the statistics of how often women use it would mirror the statistics of people who have insurance in this country, which obviously is relatively inadequate. But I would say that close to about 40% of women use a health insurance coverage at the time of their abortion procedure.
Now, in a statement you released, you noted that this type of legislation was attempted in the past. What is your reaction to this maneuver to have people pay additionally for abortion coverage on their health insurance?
It seems like a considerable overreach on the part of government in this case. This was attempted under the Governor John Engler administration, and then Governor Engler had real concern around the administration of legislation like this, as well as the cost and the constitutionality, frankly. So he vetoed the legislation. So we've seen it before. I think, you know, those that want to reduce abortion, certainly I'm always surprised that these are the ways in which they go at it. I think that abortion is a time when women are in desperate situations, and to have the added financial burden of having to pay for it out of pocket when normally they would have coverage for it, I think is pretty absurd. The idea that women are going to buy a rider at some unknown amount of money to cover a procedure that they certainly don't ever anticipate having in the first place is really unlikely. And I also find it to be a significant overreach to say to health insurance plans of all stripes that they can't offer the products that they think their subscribers want and need. You know, that's a real interference with general commerce, and frankly, I'm surprised that our friends on the Republican side of the aisle would support that.
In this type of legislation, do you view it as any real threat to abortion rights?
Well, I think more than a threat to abortion rights, it's by far singling out women unnecessarily and disadvantages women. You know, by definition, this is never going to be inherently a man's problem, although they may be involved. It certainly will increase the cost of health insurance for women, which is something we're trying to get away from, having premiums be higher just simply based on your gender. So I think it will be an undue burden at a time when, you know, I think the idea that a woman may find herself with a wanted pregnancy, but with, you know, breast cancer and the need to have treatment for that, she may opt to end a pregnancy in a very tragic situation. And on top of that, now she'll have the burden of the financial cost that ought to be borne, frankly, by the premiums that she pays for or through herself or her employer. Because this would prohibit women even from having coverage in the policies that they pay for themselves.
I'm talking to Lori Lamarand, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Mid and South Michigan. Now, Lori, we've seen the partial birth abortion ban passed and signed into law. Do you expect further abortion-related legislation other than this bill to make its way through the Capitol in the near future?
Oh, I expect, given the political makeup of the folks that are sitting in Lansing right now and their stated views on the abortion issue, we do expect that. And I'm really dismayed at that. You know, I think at a time when Michigan families are facing the economic hardships that we are, it's just sort of perplexing to me that the legislature would continue to waste their time and, frankly, taxpayer money on issues that don't create jobs, but in fact make the economic situation for families in Michigan more dire.
And what do you think about Governor Snyder's position on abortion rights, considering that he did, in fact, sign the partial birth abortion ban?
Well, he, you know, Governor Snyder was very clear in his campaign to say that he was pro-life. He does favor, he's on the record as favoring exceptions for women's health and life, and certainly rape and incest sorts of situations. He is in favor of stem cell research. So, you know, he ran as a pro-life candidate. He signed the bill into law. That bill was redundant to the federal law, so that was even a bigger waste of time and money, frankly, I think. But, you know, he ran as a pro-life candidate, and we expect that that's how he will behave. We have had great respect for him, however, in terms of his real efforts to keep the legislature's focus on the economy and trying to fix the real situations that are making families struggle in Michigan, and I have great respect for that effort.
Now, the chair of the Senate Health Policy Committee says that he wants to act to prohibit abortion coverage before potential federal health care reforms take effect. Are we likely to see some significant changes if and when these federal reforms do take effect?
Well, since the mid to late 70s, it has been prohibited to use any federal dollars to fund abortion in any way. So we don't expect that funding from the federal government for health insurance will cover abortion procedures. I think we've accepted that that's not likely. This would, though, is really more far-reaching. There have been states that have attempted to ensure that the health insurance plans that are part of some sort of exchange that is designed to increase competition, lower costs for women and families, would not cover abortion services. But this isn't saying that. This isn't saying that they're going to try to limit coverage on policies that are purchased with subsidies. This is saying that they are going to make it illegal for any health care provider to offer abortion coverage in the context of a regular policy, but instead would mandate that women buy a specific rider. And in states where this has been attempted, and I know from my anecdotal conversations with executives in the healthcare field, that they're not going to offer a rider. It's not a product that they would see having commercial value. They don't think they'd sell it, and it would be an administrative nightmare. So the notion that people can purchase riders is really smoke and mirrors. It's not likely that would even be available.
Well, how would you respond to those on the pro-life side that would say that, look, if we don't offer insurance coverage for abortions, it could very well make that option something that women don't consider when they're faced with that potential choice?
I think it's interesting that folks assume that abortion is some sort of a convenience that women choose. I think history will tell us that women in desperate situations will do desperate things. I mean, we had millions and still do in other countries of women die from, you know, choosing back alley or self-induced abortions in the past. So I certainly don't think that having to pay for the procedure will make the procedure more rare. What would make the procedure more rare is to join with us in ensuring that family planning and routine gynecological care is available to women, even if they don't have out-of-pocket resources to cover it. So, I think that they're throwing everything at the wall and see what sticks. And unfortunately, this will put up more economic barriers to women in very desperate situations, but will do almost nothing to reduce the number of abortions or unintended pregnancies.
You say it's probably not unlikely maybe that this will in fact pass through the Senate and House and maybe end up on Governor Snyder's desk?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, and we'll wait and see that if that eventually comes to pass, we'll see what happens with the governor and whether or not he will actually sign it or if he will try to dissuade folks from spending time on these sorts of social issues that really don't address our economic problems.
Lori Lamarand, President and CEO of Planned Parenthood Mid and South Michigan. Thank you very much for joining me, Lori.
appreciate it, Mike. Have a good evening.
You too. And me and Emily will be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.